This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I started the show today talking about how dangerous Democrats are. Hour one, if you get a chance, go back and check it out. The most dangerous animal on the planet is a Democrat, bar none. By far. The reason that we have a shortage of animals, if you say, oh, the rhino is about to die out, it's leftism. And you know what's interesting? It's leftists who want to capitalize on something. It's people who have zero respect for nature, zero respect for animals, zero respect for the people that want to enjoy other people's enjoyment of these animals, and they just kill them. Why? Because they want to make a buck. But let me tell you what those people will do. They will accuse you of being the capitalist pig. You think any conservative that you know would say, hey, there's only 80 Sumatran rhinos left. Let's go kill them. Nobody. The only people who want to do that are people who have no couth. They have no love of the land, no love of the God's creations. They are godless, soulless people. And they'll do it for a buck. That's why I pay no attention to these leftists when they talk about this stuff. No attention to them at all. It was Einstein who made the comment, strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value. That's what conservatism is about. Not about being successful. Look, there's many things that I've started business-wise, and do I want them to be successful? Sure. Absolutely I do. But I'll tell you this. I don't want to say I don't care, because that's not the case. But it's not my overall, it's not the number one driving factor. I want what I do to serve a purpose. Seeking educational excellence. It will be one of the best, it'll be a legacy that people who participate, you will love it. If you get involved with it, your kids will do better than other kids in school, or your grandkids will. And it's a cheap process, it's a cheap product for what it does. It is a life changing, mind blowing experience. And I'm glad people are finally starting to take advantage of it. When you look at the Flick Fest, the changing of Hollywood, getting conservatives together so that we can put together products that are amazing and fun. That is what the Flick Fest is about. It is for giving the little guy a shot. And it will change Hollywood and the way the entertainment industry works forever, at least for the foreseeable future. All we got to do is jump on board. Could I make money from it? Yeah. But I didn't start it for that. You know why I started it? Because Hollywood wouldn't let me make my movie. They were, oh, you're not going to get into our system. You want to protect cops? You want to tell the truth about policing in America and law enforcement? No. We will go against you. That's why I did it. Why do I start Backstage Club? Because I want people to understand, you know what else? What you can learn about me? My life is no different than yours. You are living an amazing life. You go to a barbecue, you hang out with friends, you get into conversations. It's a sitcom. Get around your family and record yourselves having a good time. I don't know how big your social media is. Mine's been curtailed, as you know, because I've been kicked off everything. But for those of you who join Backstage Club and you get a glimpse into my life, you know what it's going to do? It's going to open you up to how beautiful your life is, the things that you miss. Because when we're recording these things, the backstage stuff that goes on at events, fundraisers, and stuff like that, you don't know these people. You know me. You know of me. Some of you know me, but mostly you know of me. But what you do is you get a glimpse, and you go, oh, man, that is so cool. And then you go, you know what? My life is cool. When my kids come home, they give me a hug, and we're sitting around talking. If you set up a camera and showed your life, you'd be the envy of leftists would envy you. We don't show enough of ourselves. They think we're squares. We're sanctimonious. All we're doing is going out. You know, we're getting together, planning what? to hang black people? To go gay bash? What are we planning? You know what we're doing? We're sitting, we're going to sporting events, we're going out to eat, we're going to hang out with our friends, we're doing pool parties, we're barbecuing, we're living life better than they are. And it's not rich housewives nonsense, it's people enjoying each other. Seeing each other and giving each other a hug. Oh, dude, I haven't seen you, whatever, man. I wish somebody followed me around and captured when I walk into a room. I don't know. People, I haven't been on Fox in 4 years. And people go, oh, my gosh, it's Kevin Jackson. Or they come up to me and go, I know you from somewhere. And I go, probably Fox. Oh, yeah, where have you been? You know, that kind of thing. I wish I had a camera. Somebody just followed me around showing you that people still know they care. And more than that, I wish I could follow you around while you could follow me around with a camera and listen to people talk about what their issues are, how much they care about this country, how much they love the way you think. You would be shocked. Now, admittedly, I'm in a lot of conservative circles, but not always. I go into the belly of the beast. I would love to take you when I go to somebody's, you know, event and they're not all about what we're about and watch them changing their minds. Watch those videos. We just did a video. I'm going to get it published. But we did a video. I did a pro-life deal for blacks where I essentially said, if you are not pro-life, you're a racist. I'm not telling you that a woman shouldn't have a choice, and because I'm not going to make a decision that's going to be impact somebody for the rest of their lives. I'm not going to do it. But I'll tell you this. The majority of people who are for abortion hate black people. I can tell you that without even, I can back it up in so many ways, and I'm happy to debate it. Anybody who wants to talk to me, Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm happy to debate it. I'll prove it to you. Leftists are crazy, folks. Speaking of abortion, a pro-life pregnancy center was bombed. Pro-abortion terrorists firebombed a pro-life Christian pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York. I told you, Democrats are dangerous. Leftists are the most dangerous people on the planet. Yep. And then they put their name on it, the organization's name. Jane's Revenge. They have a reputation for, quote, resorting to violence. And they claimed responsibility for the attack. They're happy about it. But hey, you're the villains. You're the vandals. Not Black Lives Matter. Not Antifa. Not Jane's Revenge. Not the people that tried to kill Scalia. Not Jussie Smollett's two Jamaicans who staged their attack. No. It's you. See, I'm not going to let you take that guilt. I'm going to remind you of what Democrats do every single day. They're dangerous. You better know this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's your price? Interesting question, because it could be answered on so many levels. Like, Kevin, what are you saying? What's the price that I could be bought? Okay, let's start there. What's the price that you could be bought? Is there a price? Is there a price that you say, I'm willing to sell my the future of others in order for me to gain personally? So let's say $100 million and you could set your kids up, your grandkids up, but you have to sell out all the people around you. What's your price? Is there a price? I don't have one. There is no amount of money that's going to make me do something that hurts my fellow man. Do you think that we all have that resolve as conservatives? I think we do. I think it's within conservatism to have that resolve. I don't think it's one ounce of that exists inside of the left. I think the price is so low. For example, there are people, 40% of the people that are on welfare don't need to be on it. They're selling themselves out, selling out everybody around them for pennies, baubles. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So what's your price? What's your price? Another way. Here's one. What's the price for things to get to where you finally say, I've had enough? What would be the price of gasoline that gets you into the fight? Let's just use that one thing that gets you into the fight. You've been paying, under Trump, you paid $2.59 a gallon for gas. Now it's approaching, in some places, $8 a gallon. So it's doubled, if not tripled, almost all over the country. What does it have to get to before you say, whoa, this is insane? You start yelling about it. You're at the gas pump. You're pumping 2 gallons because you don't have enough money. What is it? What do you think that threshold is for America? I don't know. I'm asking. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'll tell you this. I go to the grocery store. I buy certain types of products. I'm a creature of habit. And every time I go, the price has gone up. I'm now at a point where I'm starting to go wonder, do I need to stockpile now because I'll save myself 10%? In other words, if I buy groceries this month, I might save 3 or 4% over the next month or over the next year. What can I buy that won't perish, that I can eat down the road? Almost like a prepper. Have you started thinking like a prepper? So I'll ask you again, what's your price? Do your groceries have to double? They've already doubled. Do they have to triple? Do they have to quadruple? What does the price of milk need to be before you go, what? Milk is how much? Or an egg? What about when you start, let me tell you what happened during the time of WU flu lockdowns. The stores would take the egg carton, cut it in half, tape up both sides of the halves, and sell them in halves because they were on ration. What is it? What needs to happen for you to go, boy, this is, I didn't sign up for this. What impact, let me ask you this question too. What is the price, do you think, for the average person before they say, this is Joe, but I don't care whether it is Putin's fault. This is crazy. This must end. Do you believe that the lowest common denominator voter is going to blame Putin, or do you think they're going to blame Biden? Do you think that the Republican Party is making people remember what it was under Trump? Are they doing that? Because if you're going to remind people what's your price, don't you think you need to give them a baseline, a frame of reference? Oh, yeah, we're training right now. Telling you guys, these are the things that I want you to think about. What do you think it's going to be? It's a different, by the way, these numbers differ for everybody. If you said to me, Kevin, you're going to be paying $8 a thing, I'm already mad. I told you guys at $4.17, I got mad. I got mad at my kid. What am I doing paying $16 every time I take you to baseball, boy? He goes, Dad, it's not my fault. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You like baseball, and I got to take you there as a parent. Find another hobby. Find a hobby that's computer-based, that's home-based. Two practices a week, plus going to see the coach, his coaches, you know, like whether it's catching coach or pitching coach or whatever, and then a game or two on the weekends. It could be literally $100 for a week. Just for baseball. And now it's more than that because we're paying $6 a gallon from when I started squeaking. I'm $2 above it. But I'm doing my part because I'm squealing. I'm like, what? Ah, ah. Not like in that Ned Beatty way in Deliverance, but in a different way. But I'm squealing because I'm upset. This doesn't have to be. I told you guys my cookie thing. Half the time my cookies are not even in the store when I go to get them. Well, we're out of yours. Why? Because probably somebody's buying them up, hoarding them. I saw a special on canned peas, and I swear I went hoarder. I said I was going to buy them individually and just enough for to cook two or three meals. And I saw the big canister of them, and I went all Sam's on people. I was like, man, I took the whole, they have it in the cardboard. I took the entire cardboard. It was 24 cans. because I looked at the price per serving, and it would save me like 3 cents a serving. So I'll take that. Yeah, it'll take me a month to eat them. If I ate them every day, but who knows? Because I'm saving money, and they're going to be good. The canned foods will last quite a while. I wish I could do it on all my groceries. I wish I could stockpile meat right now. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be more expensive later. So what's your price? What is it going to take for you? It's going to be the answer is different from you to your kids. It's different from your kids to your grandkids if they're of age. It's different from person to person. But you have a price where things finally go, I've had enough. I told you, I rent a house. They raised my rent on that house $800 a month in one fell swoop. I pay more for renting this house than I would have paid buying it two, three years ago. Didn't want to buy it because I didn't know where we wanted to live. So, didn't do anything. Big mistake. What's your price on inflation in terms of the interest rate? They're holding it down right now. Artificially. They're holding it down. They tell you that inflation is 8.3%. I told you before, it is much higher. Using 1980s measurements, it's over 17%. It's the same as it was or worse than it was in the Carter era. But are they telling you this? No. What's your price? We come back, I want to talk about inflation. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about the issues driving Americans because, like in Arizona, they tell us, oh, the number one issue is the border. I don't believe that. I think the number one issue is inflation. It, yeah, we have an influx of people coming into Arizona. It is an issue for us. But inflation is the number one issue. And I don't think it can be downplayed. I know in Arizona we focus too much on the border. Anyway, we'll be back, you do.
Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol revealed new insight into what happened that day during its primetime hearing Thursday night. According to Vice Chair Liz Cheney, then-President Trump made no calls to direct law enforcement agencies to protect the Capitol. Instead, then-Vice President Mike Pence did, effectively taking on the role of president.
President responded with this sentiment, quote, "Maybe our supporters have the right idea. Mike Pence, quote, deserves it."
The Biden administration is lifting its requirement that international air travelers to the U.S. take a COVID test within a day before boarding the flights, easing one of the last remaining government mandates. A senior administration official today said that the mandate will expire this Sunday at midnight. This is USA Radio News. The Dow dropped more than 700 points this morning after a key inflation report missed estimates and showed a higher-than-anticipated increase in the price of consumer goods. The May Consumer Price Index rose 8.6% year-over-year, its highest level since 1981, further stoking investors' worries about a possible economic downturn and an increase in interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve. The central bank is expected to announce a 0.5% interest rate hike next week. Russian President Vladimir Putin compared himself favorably to Peter the Great, a Russian monarch from the late 17th century, using the likening to justify Russia's invasion of Ukraine. During a visit Thursday to an exhibition dedicated to the first Russian emperor, Putin attempted to liken Peter the Great's conquest of Sweden in the 18th century to his own military invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Folks, Kevin Jackson, I want to talk about inflation, but before I do that, I want to talk about control. See, everything that's happening is orchestrated. It is about controlling you, to make you do something that you didn't think you would do before, to make you accept things that you would never accept. I asked you earlier, what is your price? What is your price to revolt? What is your price for housing, your price for food, your price for security, etc.? When do you finally say enough is enough and you want change? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I want to play a clip from Fauci, and I'm going to segue back into inflation. If we don't get to it this segment, we will next. But I promise you we're going to get to the issues that are really impacting America. But I want to play this clip from Fauci because he's asked by Neil Cavuto, why is the Justice Department fighting the mask, getting rid of masks? And Fauci says, well, it's not your decision. There should be some agency that determines public health, not you. And he believes that should be the CDC. So I'm going to play the first part just so you can understand that. But then I want you to listen to him contradict himself in the very next sentence that he mentions when he you'll understand it. But I want you to hear him say it. And then I want you to show how stupid they are, that he doesn't even understand that he's contradictory. And this is why I want you to understand the bigger picture. These people do not want you to govern yourself. They think they know more, even when they get it wrong, even when you can prove that they have been nothing but deceptive. This is what these little clowns do. Here's Fauci the fraud.
So, Doctor, at the same time the Justice Department is pushing the appeals court to intervene on this ruling that lifts mask mandates and public transportation, mass transit, that sort of thing, what do you think of that?
Are you asking me what I think about the Justice Department appealing this court decision about pulling back?
Exactly.
You know, one of the issues, Neil, that I have articulated in the past, and I will in the future, it's less about mandates on the plane than it is about who has the right and the authority and the capability of making public health decisions. And I believe that the Department of Justice is operating on the principle that decisions that are public health decisions belong with the public health agency, in this case, the CDC. So it's more of a matter of principle of where the authority lies than it is about whether or not there's going to be a mandate on a plane or not. But
Okay, so Fauci says it's a principle of who has the authority. Does a public health agency have the authority, or do you have the authority? Now I want you to listen to the rest of it, where he completely contradicts himself when Neil presses him on, well, what do you do? Here it is. Trust me, this is so worth the lesson.
Do you personally, Doug, I mean, when you travel and when you go around, do you prefer wearing a mask yourself? I know you've avoided public venues of large gatherings. I think the White House Correspondents' Dinner comes to mind. Do you still have those reservations, even now?
You know, I do. I mean, the CDC continues to recommend that when people fly, that they wear masks. Now, the mandate has been pulled back on the decision of the court, but that does not change the recommendation of the CDC, Neil, or my own personal preference. When I travel on the plane, given my evaluation of my personal risk as a person of my age, with or without underlying conditions, that I feel that I would be much more comfortable for my safety and even for the safety of others to wear a mask. But that's a recommendation. That's not a mandate.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. So Fauci says, he's asked, when you travel, do you prefer wearing a mask? I saw you at the Correspondents' Dinner. You didn't go. Your choice not to go. So in other words, your choice not to fly. Your choice to wear a mask when you fly. He says the CDC recommends wearing a mask. Doesn't change his personal preference. His evaluation is based on his personal risk. He says he's much more comfortable wearing a mask. Now, what he doesn't say is there are people who are much more comfortable not wearing a mask. It is their personal choice. And here's the rub. Nobody's impacted. If you feel like the mask protects you, wear it. If you don't, don't. I don't want a government bureaucrat, particularly one not elected, telling me what is a matter of public health, particularly in light of what we've learned about these public officials and what they tell us and what they don't. Recommendation, he says, it's not a mandate. That's all I want from my public officials, is a recommendation. Here's a recommendation. If you're afraid not to go out, stay in. If you don't want to travel, Zoom call. If you don't want to go grocery shopping, Uber Eats, or do whatever DoorDash, whatever they call it. Do something else. But do not infringe your fear on everybody else. And that's what these leftists want to do. They want to be able to lock things down. If their employees that say, look, I'm afraid to come. If your job says you're coming in no matter what, you go in. They say that it's optional for you to stay home. If you're afraid, make an option. Personally, I would rather go in. I think you get more done. You're more productive when you're around people and you're cross-pollinating. I don't think you can do that separate from people any more than you can have a relationship with somebody that doesn't involve you getting together and hugging, you know, and feeling each other from time to time. It's not a relationship otherwise. Now, I bring all this up because what I'm telling you is these people want you to believe government is going to be the people that can impact it, that make these decisions for you. So I give you, what's government made the decisions for you that have worked out, where you feel like you've benefited? Are your kids better educated? Are you willing to put your child in a school and turn on the blinders and say, I don't need to worry. They're not going to indoctrinate my child. They're going to educate my child. They're not going to make my child hate me or make me out to be a racist or some other type of phobe. Or do you have to keep your eye on government? See, I know the answer and you know the answer. There is nothing about government that you cannot be vigilant about. Nothing. Whatever policy that they are implementing, you can be guaranteed it is to put more money into government to make it bigger and to essentially put the distance between us and them at a point where you can no longer see them. You don't even recognize them. They're so far ahead. One of my buddies running for office, he said, since when do public servants have better benefits than you, the person who pays the taxes. You send people up not to enrich themselves, to get better salaries and to get better retirements than the people that sent them there. You send them there to, as a matter of public service, the same way that it is easily arguable to say police, firefighters, teachers, anybody who's serving the public is doing it because it is a calling. They're not trying to get rich. There are people who get rich doing it. Certainly. There are people out there who become super cops. They make movies about them or whatever. But as a rule, if you decide to be a cop, you are selflessly giving to the public. Many other things. Anyway, I'm going to finally get to this. The national price for gas is approaching $5 a gallon, almost double what it was under Trump. It will easily eclipse this if it hasn't already, and all the Democrats offer are excuses. It's either Putin's fault or it's good. It's a quicker transition to clean energy or some other nonsense. So I asked earlier, what's your price to revolt? I don't know what it is, but I know that it has hit many people. They did a survey, 1,000 people. What's the most important financial problem facing your family today? And they looked at it for from 2019, 20, 21, and 22. Inflation. In April of 19, 6% of the people said it was the most important. By 2020 under Trump, it went down to 3%. April of 21, it went up to 8%. In April of 22, it is 32% of the public say it is the most important problem facing their family today. Now, just think about that. Low wages was about the same. Gas prices, they didn't even check them in April of 19 or April of 20. But in 21, it was 1%. Now it's 10%. April of 2022, it's 10% on people's minds. Housing cost is about the same. Healthcare cost has gone down in terms of worry. But the number one issue, inflation. This is based on these top five categories of inflation, low wages, gas prices, housing costs, and healthcare costs. And I went in order of importance. But inflation is almost three times the next one, being low wages. Low wages were 11%. That tells you what's on people's minds. And the Democrats are not going to be able to recover from this. We'll talk more in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Peter Navarro says that the January 6th Commission, J6, Commission is trying to bankrupt them. They call you in. They intimidate the living daylights out of you, and they essentially say, you've got no choice. This is what the FBI has been doing to people. There was a guy who said he's never had a crime in his life, a regular old patriot dude. And he's caught up in this January 6th nonsense, which is nothing more than just fodder. This is nothing more than the Democrats trying to pretend that there's something that we shouldn't be upset about. And their hyperbole over this is ridiculous. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, you want to know what they're running from? They're running from the war that Joe Biden created in Ukraine between Ukraine and Russia. They're running from the threat of China invading Taiwan. They're running from the deficit, the trade deficit that has us even more dependent upon China than when Donald Trump was in office. And when anybody was in office, for that matter, our trade deficit's almost three times higher than it was any other time. They're running from Afghanistan and the fact that we left Americans essentially behind, no man left behind. Well, not under Joe Biden. 13 Marines dead in the wake of Memorial Day. They don't want to talk about that. Hunter Biden's notebook or laptop, which we know is verifiable, that he was scum. And so is his family. Sorry, folks, if you can't handle it, there's other places on the dial. Joe Biden and his family are scumbag. Leftist scum is what they are. Which, for the record, the leftists and scum, you don't need to put scum. They're leftist. That's all you need to know. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. These people, as I mentioned earlier, are dangerous. They're dangerous because they want to kill you. And the only reason why you will stay alive if you succumb to leftism is if you toe the line, if you keep your mouth shut, if you capitulate. Other than that, they want you dead. I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm telling you the facts. They want you dead. Gun control. How dare you? How dare you talk to me about gun control? Guns running rampant throughout the black community. You'd be crazy not to have a gun in the black community, legal or illegal. You'd be crazy not to have one. And you know what leftists love? They love it when they put you between a rock and a hard place. Because if you have one in Chicago or whatever without a permit, you're dead. They're going to arrest you. You got a problem. If you don't have one, you're dead. By the way, you heard Joy Behar's comment, right? If only more black people own guns, then they take them away. Yeah, then they. Does this woman not realize the number of black people who do own guns illegally and why they own them illegally? When people tell me, oh, man, my nephew caught a case because he had an illegal weapon, I don't even get mad. I don't go, oh, see, it's the illegal guns and all that. I know what illegal guns do. The criminals are going to have their illegal guns no matter whether you have guns, whether you say they're good or they're not good, outlawed or not outlawed. They will have guns. People, England doesn't have any guns. The criminals do. Japan doesn't have any guns. The criminals do. You are a fool if you think that there's somebody out there that doesn't have a gun. Oh, there's no guns in this place because they outlaw them. Every city in America, they're practically outlawed. But Joy Behar with that racist comment, oh, give the guns to black people, then they'll want to take them away. As if we want to take, well, the only reason why we don't want to take away guns is because they're in the hands of white folks. I mean, what a stupid comment. Does she even have any historical reference about why black people should have guns? You know why black people in these cities don't have guns? Because leftists don't want them to have them. They fear black folks. You know why they fear them? Because they taught them. They taught those black people how to be volatile. So I'll make you volatile, but I'm going to control you. You know what we call it? Black power with white supervision. That's what they want, that volatility. So, you know, is it any wonder they don't want to talk about inflation? Is it any wonder that they passed the buck on everything that
it's not our fault. It's Putin's fault. Gas prices are. It's not our fault. It's the supply chain. It's not our fault. It's Abbott that can't make baby formula. It's not
nothing is their fault, but everything is their fault. Kevin Jackson Show, you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Inflation is their major problem because it's impacting everybody. And, folks, I'm not talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5% inflation. I'm talking about double digit. And you know what they're conveniently doing when they measure inflation? They keep food and gas out. They go, oh, we don't want to measure that. We'll just measure, you know, these other little things that go up. Everything's impacted. Fuel, if diesel fuel is $6 a gallon and it used to be $3, it costs twice as much now to deliver your goods and services just from the transportation side. You think the companies are going to eat it? So you've got inflation and shrinkflation. You've got the price of fuel that's gone up. You've got the wages that need to go up because they're the people that drive, the people that stock the products, the distribution center. Rents go up. What it takes to fuel those to keep things cool or heated, depending upon where you are, goes up. Everything in the food chain goes up, and it doesn't go up just a little bit. If it goes up 1%, At the wholesale level, it goes up 3.5% at the retail level. And here's the problem. No end in sight for this transitory issue. Biden assured us he had a handle on it, just like he had a handle on the old Wu flu. Speaking of which, you don't hear much about the old Wu flu, do you? Oh, and did you hear this? In Canada, they figured out that monkey butt is nothing more than shingles. Oh, sorry to make everybody get afraid that there could be yet another attack of the killer viruses. No. Canada said, no, 95% of our cases of monkey butt are shingle. The other 5% are, you know what? Gay people, gay men. They don't want to talk about that anymore. And I don't know what kind of revelations it takes about Hunter's laptop to get them to cover it. But as I said, Hunter could be caught with 3,000 underage Guatemalan midgets and the left would not say a word about it. I will give the media credit, though. They recently did say something about Joe Biden, who said, I've reduced the deficit. And even CNN went, oh, come on now, man. Now we know the old man's losing it. He hasn't reduced anything. He's reduced people's belief in government. He's reduced people's belief that the person who sits in the Oval Office is indeed the leader of the free world. He's done a lot to make people have disbelief in the office of the President of the United States. That he's done. And have you seen Sister Girl? Still cackling about everything, still putting her foot in her mouth every time she opens it up. And you know what I hear? I hear Joe Biden says the only thing he needs to do now is he needs to get out more. He should take his case to the American people. That'll sell it, you dog-faced pony soldiers. So where does he begin his, let me go out and speak to the masses on Jimmy Kimmel's show? Jimmy Kimmel doesn't get enough people watching this show to call it a YouTube high school special. But that's where he rolls it out on there. Because he sort of wants to face the public. You think the Democrats are happy with the idea that Joe Biden's on the loose? You think that they're excited about that possibility? I know this. When Donald Trump went off the teleprompter, I wasn't worried. When Donald Trump said he was going to have another rally, I wasn't worried. If Donald Trump said he was going to have a meeting with Putin or Xi or anybody else, I wasn't worried. In fact, here's what I know. I knew they would take his calls. I knew they would be in fear. They would be going, what's this guy going to do to protect America and potentially thwart whatever we're going to do? How is he going to negotiate something? What are the chances of him negotiating something better for America than for us? I was never worried about that. You know what I worry about with Joe Biden? Whenever the man opens his mouth. There is nothing good that has come from the Joe Biden administration, not even for leftists. That's fact. Oh, they can think they've gained. If they think, oh, we've made progress in LGBT, fine. If you call that progress, wait until the end. Don't talk to me about it now. Wait until you get the end results. Because I already know what's going to happen. I don't have to be a soothsayer, a proof, what do you call it? A person that looks into the future, a fortune teller. I don't have to be any of that to know exactly where Joe Biden's policies are going to end up. In the toilet. And that's where they belong. this coup that occurred is the worst thing that could have happened to America, but it is by far the worst thing that happened to the Democratic Party, and we're about to prove it in ways they never imagined.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.